The situation is yours. The problem is yours. Hallelujah. The stress is yours. Can I get amen. The tossing and turning at night is yours. The worry, the wondering is yours. But I'm telling you, the battle is not yours, but it's God's. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, we serve a God that does warfare. We serve a God that gets in the battle. Do you believe that? We serve a God that gets in our battles. He gets in our situations. Hallelujah. That's why we praise Him. That's why we worship Him. I'm telling you, there's a lot of reasons why I worship and praise. One of the main reasons is because He's worthy. Amen. Another main reason is because I love to praise Him. I love to worship Him. But I'll tell you, there's another reason why I praise and worship. It's because I'm sending a statement to God that I believe You're going to get into my situation. I'm telling you, when you worship God and you praise God, you're sending a message to God and the devil that we serve a God that gets in the battles. Come on, somebody. We serve a God that gets into the fight. He gets onto the battlefield and He does war. Amen. The psalmist said, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in what? Mighty in what? The Lord, mighty in battle. I'm telling somebody, you need to lift up your heads. Lift up your hands. Lift up your praise. Lift up your, come on, somebody. Come on, the battle's not yours. The battle's not yours, but it's God's. Come on, if you're going through something, if you need help, if you need something to get turned around, come on, lift up your heads, oh ye gates. Woo! The Lord is a man of war. When Moses came through the Red Sea and God had went to battle for them. Amen. They didn't have swords. They didn't have artillery. They didn't have armor and war. They weren't prepared for warfare. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. All they could do is pray and moan and groan and seek God. And all they could do at the Red Sea was stretch out their faith and believe that God would come through. But the God of battle showed up. And when they came through the Red Sea, God brought the waters back on the Egyptians. And Moses got his tambourine out. I don't see one, but he got a tambourine and he started worshiping. And his sister Miriam and the ladies got tambourines. And they start worshiping and dancing and praising God. And Moses writes a song. And I don't know the whole song. I don't have it all memorized. But one of the parts of the song says, "The horse and the rider has he thrown into the sea. The Lord has triumphed gloriously." There we go. Amen. But I like one of the verses of that song. Moses said, "The Lord is a man of war, and the Lord is His name." Come on, somebody. Do you believe that God is going to fight for you? Do you believe that God's going to get in your battle? Do you believe God's going to get in your prayer request? Come on, somebody. Do you believe God's going to fix a problem? Do you believe God's going to turn a nightmare into a victory? Do you believe God's going to turn a burden into a rejoicing? Come on. He's the God that does battles. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of you may be thinking, what are you trying to do? You're trying to get out of preaching? I'm not trying to get out of preaching. I'm preaching right now. Hallelujah. I don't know what we're doing exactly. We're just walking with the Lord right now and see what will happen here tonight. The battle's not yours. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. There's a few times sprinkled out throughout the Scripture. Amen. A few times. I don't know exactly how many times, 3, 4, 5, 6 times, 7 times, a few times there. Amen. In impossible situations, when there was no way out. The enemy's coming. Everybody, the people of God are going to die. Their children are going to die. There's no way out. And the Spirit of the Lord would get up on somebody. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord would get up on a man of God or somebody. And that in the midst of that situation, that gloom and despair, somebody would lift their voice like a trumpet. And there would be a sound that would ring out into all the people's ears. And the Word of the Lord would say, "The battle is not yours, but it's God's." Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. Fear not. Don't be dismayed. You're not going to fight in this battle. The battle's not yours, but it's God's fight. It's God's battle. I'm preaching to somebody. You're wondering how in the world you can manipulate the situation. How in the world could I twist it and fix it? How in the world could I arrange it just right? How in the world can we place it like this and make this fix like this? I'm telling you, we can't force things. We can't manipulate things. We can't make everything good. We can't make everything perfect. Hallelujah. All we can do is trust God that the battle's not ours. Oh, I feel like praising God tonight. Hallelujah. The battle's not ours, but it's God's. Woo! Come on, why don't we lift our hands right now for a moment? Oh, the battle is not ours. Come on, the dilemma is yours. The burden is yours. I'm talking to somebody. Your confusion, your frustration, it's yours. But the battle is not yours. It's God's. Hallelujah. God's going to fight for you. God's going to help you get through your situation. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, somebody with a prayer request ought to just give it to the Lord right now. Come on, somebody with a discouragement, a frustration, why don't you give it to the Lord right now? Come on. God, I can't fix this. I can't make it work. I can't make it right. But the battle's not mine, God. It's yours. Come on, we serve a God that fixes things. Woo! Woo! Oh, hallelujah! 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 Oh, the battle. Oh, God, the Holy Ghost is here tonight. Come on, that's it. Somebody put it in God's hands. Somebody put it in God's hands. Come on, God can move mountains. We serve a God that shakes the earth. We serve a God that moves mountains. We serve a God that destroys armies. We serve a God, come on, He changes landscapes. Come on, we got to put it in God's hands. Woo! Oh, God, come on, I'm going to keep on praising. I'm going to keep on dancing. I'm going to keep on worshiping. Hallelujah. And I'm believing that the Lord who is strong and mighty, the Lord who is mighty in battle, come on, if God be for us, who can be against us? Oh, come on, let's press in right now. Come on, the Holy Ghost is here. Come on, let's plug into the Spirit right now. Oh, I rebuke every devil in hell tonight. I come against every spirit of frustration tonight. Oh, we come against every spirit of discouragement. We come against all the stress tonight, the burdens, the heaviness. Oh, God, give your people a peace tonight. Give your people assurance tonight. Oh, that the battle is not ours. Come on, we don't have to worry about the battle. We don't have to carry the responsibility of the battle. We don't have to carry the responsibility of working it out. All we've got to do is praise God and worship God and put it in His hands. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I wonder what would happen right now. Somebody just praised and worshiped God like the battle was already taken care of. Come on, by faith. Don't wait till the battle's over. Shout right now. Come on, don't wait until the situation. Don't wait until the backslider comes home. Don't wait till the prodigal comes home. Shout right now. Come on, don't wait until everything gets fixed. Don't wait until everything gets perfect. Come on, you got to praise Him now. You got to worship now. Come on, God will get in the battle. God will get in the fight. Come on, the weapons we use are not bombs and guns, but worship. Worship is the way that the battle is won. Come on, we don't need bombs and guns. We don't need artillery. We just need praise. We need worship that gets God. Oh, somebody ought to step out of a pew tonight. Come on. We got to get God in the fight. We got to get God in the battle. We got to get God in the warfare. Come on, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're carrying. I don't know the burden. But I'm here to tell you in the word from God that the battle's not yours. Come on, the dilemma is yours. The situation is yours. The stress, the worry, the pain. Oh, hallelujah. The restlessness. It's yours, but the battle is not yours. Come on, don't be weary in well-doing. Don't give up. Come on. It's not your fight. You don't have to fight in this battle. You don't have to fight in this battle. You just stand still. Come on, I'm telling somebody, it's time to stand still and hold your peace and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still. Stand still. Hold your peace and see the salvation of the Lord that He will do this day. Come on, stand still. Stand still. Hold your peace. You don't need to fight in this battle. Just stand still and hold your peace and wait on God and trust in God. Plant your feet in worship. Come on, plant your feet in truth. Plant your feet in righteousness. Come on, trust Him. Obey. Amen. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Come on, stand still. Hold your peace. Hallelujah. And see the salvation. Woo! Oh, I'm telling Augusta Church. Oh, hear me, church. The commission to win the lost is yours. Come on, hear me, church family. The commission to win the lost is yours. The Bible studies are yours. The door knocking is yours. The burden for souls is yours. Hallelujah. The empty pews are yours. The field of labor is yours. But I'm telling this church, the battle is not yours. The battle's not yours, but it's God's. Oh, God can fill this house. God can fill the overflow sections. God can bring a harvest. Come on. It's not our battle. It's God's battle. Come on. Somebody needs to put their trial in God's hands right now. Oh, God. Come on, you need to put that trial in God's hands. You need to put that problem in God's hands tonight. In His hands, there's safety. In His hands, there's no failures. In His hands, there's perfect peace. You need to take your trial. You need to take your discouragements right now and put it in God's hands and say, God, the battle's not mine. The battle's yours. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know how you're going to fix it, God. I don't know how you're going to work it, God. I don't know how in the world you can do this, God. But I put it in your hands tonight. I place it into your hands, God. It's your battle. It's your fight. It's your battle, God. Woo! Woo! Come on, the psalmist said, it's good that a man quietly hopes and waits for the salvation of the Lord. Sometimes you got to stand still and hold your peace. Sometimes you got to quietly wait. Just sit in the shadow of His wings. Just sit and find a place to hide. Hallelujah. And quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Oh, I'm telling somebody, oh God, I'm telling you, you don't need to get in a fight. You don't need to put your hand, your fist. You don't need to put your will and your attitude. You don't need to get in a fight and try to make something good. You just need to stand still. Hold your peace. Come on. Just wait on God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, Brother Charlie. Oh, the Sunday school department is yours. The burden is yours. The labor, the hours on Saturday, the hours and hours and hours on Saturday, the labor, the burden, it's yours. But I'm telling you, the battle's not yours, but it's God's. Oh, God's going to fill some more kids with the Holy Ghost. God's going to bring some Sunday school kids' parents to church. Come on, somebody's going to get baptized. The battle's not ours, but it's God's. Woo! Hallelujah. Come on, let's press our way in. Come on. Come on, young people. Come on, there's some spirits. There's some temptations you can't fight by yourself. You need God to get in your battle. Come on. Come on, I'm telling somebody. Come on, there's going to be temptations. There's going to be addictions. There's going to be spirits of hell. There's going to be weaknesses of the flesh. There's going to be beast of Ephesus. Come on, there's going to be things that come against you. You can't fight them by yourself. You better find a place to pray. You got to find a place to get a hold of God and get the God of armies, the God of the armies of Israel, the God of warfare, the God of battle. Come on, when you get the God of warfare in your fight. Ooh. Ooh, hallelujah. 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 The battle. Oh, stand still. Stand still. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, stand still doesn't mean that we're just going to stand still and sit idly by and not worship and not pray. That's not what stand still means. Stand still means to not be removed. Don't be removed. Don't be removed from your worship. Stand still. Don't be removed from your prayers. Stand still. Don't be removed from your praise. Don't be removed from your faithfulness to the house of God. Don't be removed from your diligence towards God. Hold your peace. That doesn't mean to be silent. That doesn't mean to be lazy. Hold your peace. That means I'm not going to let go of my peace with God. Oh, I'm telling somebody, hold on to your peace. Amen. If there's anything the devil wants, he wants your peace with God. Come on. The devil wants to take away your peace with God. Hold your peace. Hold your peace. Hold your peace. Come on, somebody ought to pray right now. God, help me to hold on to my peace. Oh, I'm not going to lose my sanity. I'm not going to lose my mind. I'm not going to backslide. I'm not going to do something crazy. I'm going to hold on to my peace with God. I'm going to hold on. I'm going to hold on. Oh, the battle's not mine. It's God's. I just got to stand still and hold my peace. Come on, you can overcome every temptation. When the God of battles, come on, when the God of the armies of Israel gets in the fight, Goliath falls. When the God of armies, the God of battles, when he gets in the fight, come on, the Red Sea parts. Come on, giants are defeated. Miracles happen. Come on, you need to get God in your battle. You need to get God in the fight. Oh, Jesus. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray. Come on, young people. Come on, giants fall. Giants, giants. Oh, when the God of the armies of Israel gets in the fight. Oh, God. We can't defeat these things. We can't overcome the things of life on our own. We got to have the God of battles.
Tonight, Lord, lay your hand upon her. Give her Let's lift our voices one more time and let's ask for God to move one more time. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I thank you, Lord, for your word tonight. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Come on, let's reach out. Let's reach out for a moment longer here tonight. Come on, come on, ladies, come on, men. Let's reach out one more time here tonight. Come on, let's let the Lord have his way in our hearts. Yes, 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 in Jesus' name. Yes, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God. Come on, don't let it just be talking in tongues. Let it get deep into your spirit tonight. Let God put something down deep in your heart. The peace of God. The peace of God. The peace that passes knowledge. That it would rule our hearts and rule our minds. In Jesus' name. 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 In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. My Lord, my God, my Lord, my God, my Lord, my God. My Lord, my God, my Lord, my God. My Lord, my God, my Lord, my God. We need you tonight, Savior. Jesus, we need you tonight, Savior. We need your touch tonight, Savior. We need your touch tonight, Savior. We need your presence, O God. We need your touch, O God. We need your anointing, O God. Move in our midst, Lord Jesus. Move in our midst, Lord Jesus. Move in the midst of your people tonight. For I say to you tonight that you are the apple of my eye, and I love you so much, and I care about your situation. But I say to you tonight, you must endure the time of temptation. You must endure the time of trouble. You must stand strong. If you will stand strong, I will be there. I will be there when you don't know that I'm there, but I will be there. And I will help you, and I will strengthen you. And I will put my grace upon you. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you tonight.
Somebody said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I feel that song in my heart tonight. I don't know if we can sing it. Learning to lean on Jesus. Do we know that one? I'm not sure what key it's in. But that's what we've got to do. If we can't, that's fine. But we've got to learn to lean on the Lord. Not just in the good times. But in every time, we've got to learn to lean on the Lord, because we think we can do things, but that doesn't mean that we can. And we try, and we do our best. And that's where frustration and all of those kinds of things come from, is when we try to do it on our own. Amen. Amen. Some of us here are learning that, and some of you have been through the fire. Some of you are getting ready to go through the fire. But I'll tell you what, God will be with you, and this word tonight will help you. The battle is not ours, it's God's. The battle is not ours, it is God's. Amen. Let's sing it tonight if we can.